hope it's working because it's time for Help Meet. Whew. Sips and tips. Tips and sips. Not sure which one comes first today. Might have to be the sip comes first today because you get your sparkling juice. Come on in. Let's talk. I'm a helpmeet suitable. My name is Yvette Benton. And I'm a helpmeet that is suitable. I gotta work on this thing. Like, keep on working. I'm a helpmeet that's suitable. And today I'm sipping sparkling blush. All right, come on in. So, I've missed you all. This is our time together, and I love it. So, I'm so glad that so many of you are on. I'm a helpmeet suitable. And I'm the author of Help for the Help Meet because if you're anything like me, you need help. And I wrote the book and I still have to look, take some deep breaths and get it together. Because this Help Meet role is important. You thought I was going to say something else. It's important. It's important to God. It's important to the kingdom. It's important to your family. It's important to your marriage. It's important to your walk with the Lord. It is important. So let's do this. It's important. So let's do this. Do you have your book? Get your journal out because this is one you need to write some notes. We got to get this thing together. It says, when I find myself doing things that are disrespectful. So here's where we're going to go with this. I thought that I was very respectful before I understood my helpmeet role. I thought I had an idea in my mind what disrespect sounded like and what disrespect looked like. Come to find out, y'all get your sips ready. My definition and God's definition . We've talked about this before, but it's important to talk about it more than once. My definition of disrespectful, God's definition of disrespectful, didn't quite match up. Are you with me? Some of y'all already sipping. When I find myself doing things disrespectful, that are disrespectful, God quickly reminds me of his word. Is anybody going to admit that God quickly corrects you, and it's up to you to decide, are you going to take the correction or are you going to if we tell the truth, God, he'll correct us, and we'll act like I'm going to be the only one that's writing in my journal. We're going to act like, nah, that wasn't disrespectful. Let me just say, God is not feeling that, for lack of any other term. It says, when I find myself doing things that are disrespectful, God quickly reminds me of his word. Now, when I became suitable, I apologize. Notice I said, when I became suitable, I apologized. Before I became suitable and I was operating as a wife, God would correct me and I would call myself correcting God. Well, God, it really wasn't disrespectful because, now what in the world was I thinking? I'm going to talk to God and let him know I wasn't disrespectful. And I did it for years. And called myself a Christian, called myself a pastor, called myself a believer, called myself a good girl, a good wife. But I wasn't suitable. Because suitable required that I quickly get corrected, quickly acknowledge that I needed correction and apologize quickly, not based on whether or not I thought my husband deserved the apology. I had to apologize in order to be suitable quickly, because it's one thing to be disrespectful in God's eyes. It's a huge thing to dishonor God by acting like we didn't just hear him correct us in our spirit. It said, I apologize and I correct myself. So what it takes to be suitable is the ability to pull down the spirit of pride and judgment, because I had a spirit on me that judged his behavior and decided because his behavior didn't line up, y'all know the rest of it, then my behavior didn't have to line up. Let me give you a tip. God did not fall for that. He didn't fall for it for me. He's not gonna fall for it for you. That's why we're sitting on the couch helping each other get it together. When I find myself doing things that are disrespectful, God quickly reminds me of his word. Then I apologize. I correct myself. I get myself back in order. I line myself back up. I apologize to God and my husband. Pull down the spirit of pride. Pull down the spirit of judgment. Remember, I'm not the author of the Bible. Because sometimes I was acting like, no, let me, no, God, because it, but we, who wrote the Bible? Who inspired the Bible? Because it wasn't me. I wasn't there. So we had to get it together. I hear in my spirit, this is God talking to me, he's the head of the house. Now, when he wasn't acting like the head of the house, when I didn't know where he was, when he was dealing with lust and perversion, when he was dealing with addictions, I decided he wasn't the head of the household. I decided. But I wasn't there when the Bible was written. And God said, I inspired the Bible, and I will determine how you're supposed to act. Line yourself up, Yvette, with my word, because he is the head of the household. It says, and said, God said that, and from him it keeps me focused. When I hear it, it keeps me focused and it keeps me humble. It keeps me focused and it keeps me humble, because if I am not humble, he won't exalt me. I gotta humble myself under God's mighty hand, even when he's correcting me concerning my husband. I thought I was humble. And still, until I started working on this helpmeet role and realized I wasn't as humble as I thought I was, until I started listening. I often declare that Gerald is a priest, prophet, and king. Y'all know, I have to declare it out of my mouth. I have to declare it when I'm not mad. I declare it when I'm frustrated. I declare it on a Monday. I have to declare it on a Tuesday. I just have to keep declaring it, because I got to humble myself and keep myself focused. Because if I don't keep declaring it, I won't keep acting right. I won't keep correcting myself. And I'm going to give you a tip. Most likely, if you don't keep declaring it, if you don't keep the book and the workbook, and the, if you don't keep it in front of you, most likely, you won't line up. Go ahead and take the sip, because it's hard. Well, maybe it's not hard for you, but it's hard for me to keep that on the forefront of my mind. Because it's on the forefront of God. It's on the forefront of his mind, and he is like, get together. And his expectation is, pull down the stronghold of pride and judgment, and raise up your humility, and correct yourself, and remind yourself, I didn't say in my word when he acts like you want him to act, he's the head of the household. I said he's the head. I determined the order. I determined and I said in my word, you will respect him. Y'all, we probably talk about this all the time, and we're going to continue to talk about it. Because I want you to be suitable, and I want to remain suitable. If you're already suitable, I want you to continue to be suitable. See, this thing has to come at the forefront of our mind all the time. You can be suitable today. Get disrespectful tomorrow and not be suitable. I don't want that for you. I definitely don't want it for me. I often have to declare, Gerald is the priest, prophet, and king. Gerald is the priest, prophet, and king. I got to remain suitable. I gotta remain suitable. I'm going to line myself up. I'm not going to be disrespectful. I'm not going to respond like I want to respond. I'm going to respond like God tells me to respond. And then I'm going to sip my sparkling juice. If you don't remind yourself, you might forget. I got to get up and get suitable all through the day, every day, all the time. Because my mind and my flesh want to get unsuitable. Because I see something, I hear something, my flesh doesn't like something. Until I pull myself together and I'm able to be respectful at all times, apologize when I'm not, correct myself, treat him like a priest, prophet, and king at all times, I'm not suitable. So don't get it twisted, helpmeets. You can be suitable today, and in a couple of minutes, with a couple of statements, with a look from your husband, with a phone call, with the wrong attitude, with not being able to reach him, with, you could become unsuitable very quickly. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to read. We're going to study. We're going to write stuff down. We're going to stay suitable, because I don't know another way to do it but to remind yourself at all times. And take the correction from God, because many times I'll think I'm suitable and then Holy Spirit quickens me. And all of a sudden, I realize that what you just said, Yvette, not suitable. That what the way you just looked at him, not suitable. The way you just spoke to him, not suitable. So correct yourself, get it together, and stay suitable. Let God correct you and then receive the correction. Let God, allow God to correct you, receive the correction, and then handle it properly. Can we talk about even in your thoughts? Can we talk about even in your body language? Because God will correct you on those things too. He's not just correcting just to correct. He's correcting you because he has an expectation that you're going to get it together. So correct your eyes, your body language, your thoughts, your mind, your words, all of it. I'm just saying, if I find myself being disrespectful, even in my mind, Holy Spirit, young lady, I heard that. I've heard, whoo, because I sometimes think, and he says, I heard that. Now, he might not have heard that, but I heard that. and I got to find myself apologizing and correcting myself and getting it together. Now, do you have your book, your workbook and everything? It says, God was very adamant about teaching me how he wanted me to grow and understand that respecting Gerald was important to fulfilling my destiny as a woman of God. Oh my, we're going to stop right there. God said, it was exceptionally important to him that as a woman of God, I did what he asked me to do in his word. So as a woman of God, I had to understand the help meet role or lack thereof was hindering my ability to say I was a woman of God. I was lined up with his word. I was pleasing him. So everybody who thinks this help meet role is all about your marriage, go back to page 50. Everybody who thinks this help meet role is all about following suit based on what your husband is or is not doing, because God says something different. If he is your Lord and your Savior and you don't do what he asked you to do, when he reminds you, when he brings it to your attention, if you push it away, you're not operating as a woman of God. Because you're dishonoring God and his word. You're disobedient to his word. You're ignoring Holy Spirit as Holy Spirit was sent to help you. So if you're not lined up with this help me role, you're not lined up with your role as a woman of God. And now you get to. It's important. Obedience is better than sacrifice. To be able to be corrected causes you to mature in the spirit realm. When you are able to ignore what God is telling you to do, you got to check yourself. When you can continuously ignore, and please don't tell me you don't know. Please don't tell me, because I beg to differ. I bet you know. You might talk yourself out of it. You might listen to your friends. You might say other people wouldn't do this, and I don't think God. But you know. Deep down on the inside of us, we know. Now, if you talk yourself out of it, that's between you and God. If you justify your wrongdoing, that's between you and God. But let me tell you, when you start justifying wrongdoing, when you know God said something just because of other people or what someone else is doing, you will find yourself further and further and further away from God. And you'll start justifying some other things too. Uh-oh. And we don't want that. So let's get ourselves together. Stop acting like we didn't hear God correcting us. Get ourselves in line with God's word. Apologize quickly. Acknowledge you were disrespectful. Acknowledge to God that you are sorry and you humble yourself under his mighty hand. Then he'll exalt you. Because I'm declaring this your due season. Help me. But it can't be your due season to be exalted if you're not humbling yourself. If you're not obeying his word. If you're not able to get corrected quickly. Quickly. Get yourself lined up. All right. So make sure you're writing in your journal, because this is big. Apologize quickly. Apologize to God. Apologize to your husband. Speak exactly what God says speak. And nothing else. Nothing else. Not one other thing. Speak what God says speak. All right. Ladies, get back in the book. Get back in the book. My mentees, we're getting back in this book. Because God needs to be pleased with our helpmeet role. We're going to pull down strongholds. We're going to shut down some demonic assignments. But first, we're going to get ourselves lined up with his word and our helpmeet role. That's what we're going to do first. We don't just come and start pulling down strongholds and forget that we need to be humble, that we need to be obedient, that we need to line up with God's will and God's word. Got to put a little more work in that. Amen? All right. Oh, yeah. We're getting it together. All the way together. Look at my king on. My king is on. I'm trying to stay suitable for my priest, prophet, and king. We're getting back to the basics. That's right, Keith. Because it really isn't that basic. Because if you tell the truth, woo! Do we have an emoji for woo? This role is hard, but it's expected. This role is challenging, but God said we could do it. And we're going to be suitable. And remain suitable over and over and over again. If God says we can do it, if God's word determines it, he created us, then we're going to get suitable, and then we're going to remain suitable. Mm-hmm. That's my declaration. Get suitable, remain suitable. Over and over again. Take a sip on over and over and over again. Y'all see the lips? Take a sip on suitable over and over. That's what we're going to do. All right, so I am so glad you guys were with me today, because this was, even if you're not married yet, you got to learn how to be suitable and then learn to remain suitable when God sends you. Because how can you be a good thing and not be obedient to the word of God? I'm not even going to go there, because he who finds a wife finds a good thing. But are you a good thing if you don't know how to be suitable? I'm just saying. Get suitable, stay suitable. That's our goal. We're going to get suitable. We're going to remain suitable over and over. God's definition of suitable. Oh, Lord, that's a whole nother sip and tip. So I'm so glad you guys were with me today. Go to GeraldAndYvette.com. GeraldAndYvette.com. I've got webinars, books, workbooks, journals. I mean, prayer for the kings. We've got the YouTube channel. You've got to be suitable. So whatever it is that you are in need of, whatever it is that you are in need of, get it. If that means looking at all 400 YouTube broadcasts, whatever it is that you are in need of, if that's one-on-one coaching sessions, if it's mentoring, go to the website, get what you need to get suitable, and then remain suitable. Because if you're anything like me, it takes work. I gotta remind myself. That's why I do sips and tips, because I gotta open this book and say, Yvette, how are you doing with this? I gotta take a deep breath when I'm not doing well. And sometimes I'm doing okay, but I still have to remind myself so I stay that way. This is tough, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. So thank you for going to our website. Thank you for joining me for Help Me Tips and Sips. Meet me Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for prayers for the kings. We're going to cover those kings. We're going to ask God, what target does he want us to cover? And we're going to decree and declare over our kings. We have to. We have to. It's our assignment. It's one of our assignments to stay suitable. Can you cover your king? So meet me 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday. Love to have you. Love to have you praying along with us. So we pray in agreement. So we pray in agreement concerning your king and my king. Amen. I will see you all next time for another Tips and Sips. Get your sparkling juice. Let's talk about this help meet roll. Whew. Whew. See you soon.